We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We really don't want to thank anyone today. We will thank those that we must thank, but reluctantly. Is that fair, David?
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
Want to thank our executive producer. His name is Dustin William Rhodes.
The Cubs, also relevant in this conversation, certainly geographically, seem to have a lot of pieces that people would be interested in.
Yeah, they are the buffet table for all the contenders.
Ooh.
And Ray Diaz, Ray, bless you, sir. You are the buffet table for all radio hosts.
I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't, you know, a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me.
And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
And we should welcome in two of the finest humans that you're ever going to see twitching away, and that is, of course, Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Guys, again, an honor, a privilege, nay, a duty.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Eh. It's just kind of trade. Are we passing? I don't know. Is everybody getting traded? Who knows?
I mentioned a couple days ago, it feels like the last couple days of a college semester when you're packing up and you're there. You're like the end of overnight camp after 8 weeks where you're there, but you're not there mentally. You know,
you've sold your books and you've used that for drinking money and now you're hungover and miserable.
Yeah, but you're like, everything's packed. Maybe you're sleeping in your sleeping bag instead of your regular linens or whatever it is. It's just, you're there, but you're not there. That's what the Cubs situation feels like right now.
Yeah, it's different for the White Sox, though. I think with the Sox, you almost feel the opposite. You feel like maybe you just moved in and you're ready to kind of hunker down and it gets interesting again. Because I think the Sox, after the Eloy injury, you don't know if that's just going to linger. But you want them to make a deal and hit. You know, then it kind of revitalizes things a little bit. Maybe things are getting a little stale. They're playing around 500. And so it's a totally different scenario for the White Sox and the Cubs.
I agree. I feel like that's also the curse of the lovely lead that they have in their division. How do you prevent yourself from getting complacent on this July 29th? How do you prevent yourself from knowing that you do need more and you can't get relaxed, really? And unfortunately, I think that Aloy news, that's going to bring everybody back to life a little bit, a reality check. I don't even care if it's not serious. Just the panic that you have knowing that he's hurt again is not a good feeling.
Just a reminder.
Yeah, it's a reminder that you better have a contingency plans, not just for him, but certainly with Lou Bob and Grandal.
Yeah, and White Sox fans just have a lot of scar tissue over some really good teams that you spent all year loving and getting excited about and then just get unceremoniously bounced out of the playoffs. I mean, I don't know how many times it's happened, whether it was the Uptons and the Rays knocking them out after Carlos Quentin broke his hand and took himself out of things, or whether it was the Lou Piniella Mariners just pantsing the White Sox with Kelly Wunsch out there, or all the way back to Mike Boddicker and the 83 team. And they, remember, the 83 team was stomping everybody. Yep. That whole September, it felt like they won every game 11-0 or 13-2. I mean, just clobbering people, and it was so much fun. And then it was just over. And you want to make sure they do everything possible to keep that from happening again.
I said this earlier, and I really mean it. You just don't want to have regret. You don't want to get to the playoffs, and then your season ends unceremoniously, and you're like, God, why didn't we do something? Why didn't we make that move? Why weren't we more aggressive? Why didn't we get some cover? Why didn't we see this coming? You just, it's hard to live, trust me, in regret.
Yeah, you'd rather them make a move out of that aggressiveness and kind of born of that desperation, if you will, because they want to get somebody like to protect themselves. So if Trevor Story comes over and it isn't the greatest fit at second base and doesn't quite do this or that, at least they gave it a shot. Now, I think they could justify, you know, it, going for a bullpen arm with the same idea, but either or, to get neither would feel like an incredible letdown tomorrow.
I still think the priority lies with a relief arm, a right-handed relief arm. And I know that there's been some pushback if Tapera is the only person they get or something like that, or if he's even available to the Sox. I like him for the White Sox. I think that would be a good fit. But the thing about Story is, what year are you thinking about? Because you've just extended Lance Lynn, and I still think that they can make a huge push, but what's going on in the NL West? You've got to ask yourself, is it really worth trading away really good White Sox prospects if there's a chance that you don't even get to the World Series?
Yeah. I mean, why not, Layla? I mean, you're not going to keep Trevor Story.
Nick Madrigal's going to get better? Because Nick Madrigal's going to come back on this team?
Not on this team. He's not going to help them win a World Series. Nick Madrigal's coming back in spring training.
Team, well, that's all you care
about.
Back.
That's all you care about right now. I think that
win the title in front of you.
Yes. As long as you're not touching your major league roster, I think everybody's in play that is at Charlotte. And if they pulled those guys for a reason last night, great. That is a great start to a deal if Trevor Story is the one guy who's coming in return, because you care about winning now. Everything since last October has been about winning now.
And there's another aspect to it also that you can take advantage of that we're not talking about. And that is the fact that this season, we've talked about the abundance of riches, the number of young players who have come up and who have been maybe better than we thought.
Right.
So if maybe the Sox think Gavin Sheets sucks, right? Maybe they think Jake Berger sucks. Maybe it's like, hey, look what this guy's doing. This is when you take advantage of that.
Right.
You know, this could be the best possible confluence of an opportunity where maybe some of these prospects in your mind are actually playing in some way, like other, in a way that other people think they're prospects. And it's really changed from, say, 15, 20 years ago about the lack of a market inequity, the lack of a differential in knowledge, because so much video is available of minor league players. So many people can evaluate your pro personnel guys are evaluating everybody else's roster in a way you didn't years ago. You could pump up a guy. Now, the Cubs and so many teams were so good at it. Hey, you know, you see this kid, we really like this kid, and they're like, oh, that kid. Meanwhile, they were it was a pump and dump, and they were doing it to make everybody else think the guy was better than he was. You can't do that anymore. So when they actually come up and perform on the major league level, that could be an incredible hot iron opportunity to move them for more than they're worth.
The Jake Berger story is incredible, that he's managed to come up and be the player that he's been, that they, you know, despite all the injuries, they moved him to keep up with his age group, if you will, and now he's come up and had. If you have to trade him to get something, well, guess what? He seems like he's blocked on the major league club. It doesn't seem like there's really a spot for him. And if you have to move him now, it's like you dug in for some change in the couch and pulled a $100 bill out of it. Like how in the hell has he been this good? That's totally unexpected. It's found money. Go ahead. If you have to use him, do it.
Yep, exactly.
I'll also bring up this point. I think that given what we're seeing be traded for major league talent, the price is going to be lower than we are used to.
Right.
So that is in favor. But I still want a reliever before we talk in the field. I don't even care. I know that we had adventures in fielding last night in White Sox baseball.
Oh, boy.
I don't need to see Larry in right field. But there's a way around this that I think better fits the need here.
But how about Andrew Vaughn in left field? He made some nice plays.
He made great catches.
He looks much more natural there than he did in right field the night earlier. And I think that Andrew Vaughn in left field is an indication of you can convert a guy. You can have some learn on the job just because he's not a natural at the position. So if Trevor Story wants to play a second base, this is the year where these kind of experiments have paid off. So that's just the latest one.
Well, I worry he ran into the fence. I'm sure he's fine. He came out late in the game. He ran into the fence. He's going to wake up this morning after running into the fence. I think he's okay, but I'm holding my breath on that. Is Aloy okay? I'm holding my breath on that. He played a really good left field, and then the next day he had a groin injury. The whole damn thing has got me basically saying all sorts of rosaries and
yeah,
prayers.
You got the willies over all this
I
stuff.
Do.
This is you're being me. That's usually my job is to be sort of to worry over exuberantly, and now you're sort of taking that mantle.
I don't know why it happened mid show. I was very optimistic up to about 7 o'clock, and then David, you said something that broke my heart, and that's been the end of it.
Can't remember what I said.
I don't either.
You should know. You should know what you said.
Know what you said.
I don't even. Maybe it was something about you're in love with the Lamberts. So maybe it was something about getting rid of Jimmy Lambert. I don't know. Maybe that was.
Just don't want both Lambert brothers having to perform in Colorado. It's unfair to send them both to Denver.
The Rockies are going full Blackhawks on their fans by getting the brother tandem potentially. Yeah, but yeah, did you guys see that tweet from James Fox overnight when they Charlotte Knights pulled Jake Berger and Jimmy Lambert, and then they
no media,
no media after the
manager
game.
Manager wasn't available.
We're left to wonder and speculate.
It's that time of year, right? I mean, this is a bro hug season. The guys start dapping each other up in the dugout, and you start getting all that news. And we'll talk to Ian Happ about it today in a little bit, just sort of how that feels. They talked a bit on the Compound podcast about it, about remembering to maybe text a guy to say goodbye, or because sometimes they sweep them up and the locker's clean, and next thing you know, there's a picture of a guy wearing an A's hat.
The guy's across the room, but text him goodbye because that's the way kids these days communicate.
Right. You could get up and walk over and actually say to him, but it's so much easier to fire off a text, right?
How do you text a bro hug?
I'm sure there's emoji.
Text the words, there must bro be emoji. Hug.
Okay.
There's some emoji, I'm sure.
I like to text the words thumbs up emoji to people because it's like, what?
A parenthetical thumbs up emoji.
Yes.
Well, what did Nagy say? And this was weird because he said something about how we were all of our speculation was absolutely correct that they did not have any idea what was going on with Eddie Goldman until he actually showed up.
It was weird.
It was. And then he said, I texted some, thumbs up emoji or something. So we were right. They didn't know.
Until he walked in, Goldman,
they had no idea.
I thought you guys thought I was freaking out, though, and I was being unreasonable.
There were two different stories. Eddie Goldman was like, oh, I was always coming back. It was never there. And then Matt Nagy's like, yeah, we found out he was coming back when he showed up. Like, what?
How can that be true? How can you not have get your ass on a plane?
Yes.
Stand there. If Lovie Smith on the first night of free agency could be on the front porch of Julius Peppers' house, standing there, holding the boombox over his head, you can't, you seriously can't find your 400-pound nose tackle. You can't go talk to him.
I can't believe they did not do that. I can't believe they didn't, with all of the assistant coaches they have under the employ, with all of the resources they have at their disposal, they could not find their way to Eddie Goldman's hometown, wherever he's living in the offseason, to say, what's up? What's going on here? Come on.
Really? But whatever they did worked.
I got a text message that he's here. And so I did the emoji thing with the thumbs up.
I don't like to use the emoji. I like to spell it all out.
The emoji
he's the head
thing.
Coach.
Awesome. That's just awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Everyone was
awesome.
Here.
I'm fired up.
It's honestly like that's an NFL head coach. Like, what if Justin Fields is great? That would be awesome. And Eddie Goldman's here, so I did the emoji thing. It's like, dude.
Welcome to the geriatric millennials in places of power, kids.
Do you think Bill Belichick's that psyched about Mac Jones? You think he's like, you know.
He said it was awesome.
Yeah, he said awesome.
I don't care about anybody but the Bears. And I'm, you know, I liked the Aaron Rodgers stuff. I thought that was interesting. But then you find out that the would-be left tackle, and again, 15 offensive linemen on the roster, not one has played a snap at left tackle in the NFL. That's worrisome when your rookie can't perform on the first day of training camp.
Or the second.
Or the second.
You remember Chris Williams?
Yeah, we mentioned that.
We talked
it
about that.
It was 5:30 or so. That maybe have been what put Mully in the frame of mind, maybe because that was why. Remembering that day, the first practice, and all of a sudden, Chris Williams is down.
Oh, my God.
And out for a while.
Oh, and by the way, he was pre-injured.
Yeah, and
I remember that day.
We were doing our show in Bourbonnais for the very first day of camp, and all of that excitement, and all here's your first round pick, and you know, known for his athleticism, he may not be the big brawler guy, but he has, you know, the great hands and mirror skills and all this, and low knee bend and everything. So. He comes off the field and he walked right by us. I was talking to somebody and Terry saw him, and Terry comes over during the break and he goes, "There's something really wrong with Chris Williams." And I said, "What?" He goes, "He can't walk." He said, "There's something really wrong with him." Like he said, he looks like he's 100 years old. So the team came out with some statement saying he's fine. And it was like the Kevin White thing. Like they said, he's fine. It's day to day. He'll be evaluated, expected back soon. And Terry's like, "Nope, they're lying. I was right behind him. They're absolutely lying. He can't walk. He's really badly hurt." It was awesome stuff. And he turned out absolutely right.
And he didn't have the career that they thought he would have. And certainly when you draft somebody in the 14th spot overall, you think he's going to be more reliable and dependable. You know, Tevin Jenkins wasn't as high of a draft pick, but there's certainly every bit as much hope invested in him because of the role that he's playing on this team.
What was he drafted? Was it 38 or 39? It's a Bulls pick, right?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Oh man!
30
tonight's Bulls pick.
I'm not going to kill that vibe just yet. I'm still happy that they got him where they did, because I was one of the people who wanted Tevin Jenkins to go to the Bears in the first round. So,
yeah, that was a lot of people were predicting that. And again, the only thing that makes you wonder is they want him to play left tackle. They believe he can play left tackle. If he was universally celebrated as a left tackle, would he have fallen to what number, David? It's 38.
39.
Okay.
The answer is no.
Of course, the answer is no.
Right. The answer is absolutely 100% no. Because right. Despite what people say, left tackle remains more important and
Bears
harder to play.
Traded up 13 spots to get Tevin Jenkins at 39.
Well, also we have fans there today, so if you guys see something, let us know.
Or if there's a doctor in the house, can he let us know what the back looks like?
Could he come see me?
Just kind of come over and hang out for a while.
I would feel better if it was like a sore ankle or bruised bicep or even a pec. But when you're talking about a back for a guy that size in a role that important, that is the worst thing that you can hear.
This bad.
You don't want to be
alarmist. It's just not good. I mean, listen, you don't want to overreact to anything. But it's, as you say, this is day two. And you're going to miss 2 days. It's nothing. It's not in the overall arc of things, right up to the point where they tell you everything's fine, and then they reveal, he did have back surgery. What?
That is the White Sox move, isn't it?
Yes, you always say that.
You don't know, and then it's like Nick Madrigal underwent successful surgery.
Oh,
like,
boy. Oh,
I guess that's how severe the injury is. Okay.
Yeah. Grandal's going to be right back. Yeah, they did.
It was Grandal. So all of a sudden, there's a press release, underwent successful surgery to prepare the tendon, which they won't even tell us which tendon it was.
Minor surgery, though, Dan. Minor surgery. It's always minor surgery is what everybody else has.
That's right. What have ye?
We've got a busy Thursday today that will include Ian Happ in a few moments. We're going to get to all the Bears. There was a lot of sound for the Bears yesterday. We're trying to get to Khalil Mack and Eddie Goldman and all of that. Then we'll have some fun with the Aaron Rodgers airing of grievances
that
thereafter.
Was awesome.
It was, you know, I don't know. I found it kind of mundane, just kind of like old guy at work bitching about work is what it sounded, and then he goes back to work. That's really what it was. It was a guy who's been at work. He's been there forever. It's like, well, let me tell you how we should run this place. If they really listen to me around here, here's what we should have done. And I'd bring back this guy and all my old friends. And I just got a kick out of it. Midday Midway, we are going to say goodbye to a couple of celebrities who left us yesterday. Matt Spiegel is going to talk baseball at 11. Rick Camp is going to preview the NBA draft thereafter. And we'll keep an eye on all the news that's coming out today regarding these Bears injuries and the White Sox stuff as well.
Have a good show.
What if he goes out and just crushes it? Is there anything?
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.